The stated opening time for the Stony Moose on Stedman Street was 4 p.m., and the first couple people in line were there by 3. Nicholas Thayer was first and says he's eager to support the legal market.
Because then, you know, it'll kind of teach the idea of, you know, you don't have to wait like 3 hours in a parking lot somewhere. It doesn't have to be sketchy anymore.
By about 3:30, a few more people had joined the line. Among them was Jeremiah Hayward. He says legalization was a move in the right direction, so people don't have to hang out in dark alleys and buy from dealers.
So you just wanted to be out in the open.
Right, and it can be taxed and, you know, put towards schools and whatnot.
Gail Jackson was about fifth in line and said coming to the store opening meant she'd probably be late for work. She says she's happy to see marijuana finally become legal.
They used to say it's a gateway drug, and alcohol is so much more a gateway drug.
As 4 o'clock drew closer, more and more people arrived and lined up. A jovial party-style atmosphere developed with lots of jokes and speculation about what kinds of marijuana the Stony Moose would offer. Co-owner Mark Woodward came out and said they were still setting up to make sure they followed all the state requirements. He gave an update to the now approximately 55 people in line.
We'll make sure everyone's taken care of today. We have pre-rolls. We have 8 other different types. They're really good. ChemDog. If you can get ChemDog, there's not a lot, but from Sitka, oh, it's fantastic, okay? So be patient. We'll open the door in just a couple minutes.
ChemDog? Well, apparently it's a well-known variety with high THC. That's the active chemical in pot that makes you high. Tim White, second in line, gave a history.
ChemDog was found at a Grateful Dead concert. A bud was given to an old boy on the concert, and he took it back to the East Coast where he found 5 seeds. Later on, some more buds were sent to him. They had 3 seeds in them. He grew those seeds. That's where ChemDog came from.
There was more general discussion about marijuana varieties, and then at about 4:30 p.m., Stony Moose co-owner Eric Reamer opened the door to start letting people in.
Oh, yeah. How's everyone doing?
Woo!
Yeah, sorry about the wait, everybody. It's kind of complicated getting stuff going in there, but I think we're ready. Yeah.
Right here.
It's a tiny shop, so they only let a few people in at a time. The first customer, Nicholas Thayer, was ready and eager after his 90-minute vigil.
Which one has the higher THC?
The cookies and cream.
Absolutely. I'll take a pre-roll and cookies and cream and a gram of ChemDog.
They carefully measured out a gram of ChemDog and packaged it up in a secure pouch, then packaged the pre-rolled joint in another pouch. Thayer paid for his purchase, and there it was, the first legal sale in Ketchikan. Woodward was all smiles behind the cash register.
Eric and I were here last night late, and we were just like, can you believe this is happening?
Of course.
When the product got here this weekend, I knew now it's changed. Now my mind can actually see that this will
happen. Welcome, sir.
So.
Welcome to the Stony Moose.
How's it going, man?
Yeah.
What are you after today?
ChemDog.
And they moved on to the next customer, and the next, and the next, and reporting in Ketchikan. I'm Layla Carey.